USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus spreads, President Trump says he hopes life in America will be able to get back to normal soon.
This is uncharted territory, as you know. We think we have ideas. It doesn't help to say what the ideas are. I would hope very soon.
At a White House briefing, the president rejecting suggestions that his administration was not prepared for the crisis. And he again criticized China for the way it's handled the early stages of the outbreak there. 40 million Californians are being ordered to stay home. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that order yesterday, hoping to slow the spread of the virus. People will still be allowed to do essential tasks like going to the store and picking up their medicines. The State Department is advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel, and Americans abroad are being told to arrange for immediate return, if possible. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it, because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Federal officials releasing new numbers when it comes to the coronavirus in the United States. Here's more from correspondent Robin Walensky.
More than 11,000 people infected here in the U.S. that we know of. More than 150 people have died in our country.
Two Republican senators are being accused of selling off stocks ahead of the economic meltdown triggered by the virus outbreak. North Carolina's Richard Burr, who is Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, reportedly sold off stocks worth as much as $1.7 million after being briefed about the virus threat. And Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia also dumped reportedly about $3 million in stocks. Loeffler's husband is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. Tulsi Gabbard officially out of the Democratic presidential race. In a video message, she threw her support behind Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden, the Hawaii congresswoman, saying she expects he will win the nomination. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Saying the world is at war with a virus, UN officials are warning of a possible global recession. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres also said that global recession could be of record dimensions. The UN chief said people are suffering, sick, and scared. Guterres said the current responses by individual countries will not address the global scale and the complexity of the crisis.
The creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis, and the magnitude of the response must match its scale. Our world faces a common enemy. We are at war with a virus.
He called for solidarity, saying political, religious, and community leaders must convey a very strong message that the fight against the virus must be done together. I'm John Clemens.
Despite the arrival of spring, it could be one of the last days without snow in the Northeast for a while. As forecasters say, cold air moving over the region this weekend could stick around well into Monday, when two storm systems will pump in moisture. That first storm expected to move from the lower Mississippi Valley to the eastern Ohio Valley by Monday, and a second storm is forecast to build along the North Carolina coast and move northeast from late Monday into Tuesday morning. If the storms mix with that cold air, we could see snow from the mountains of northern Virginia and West Virginia all the way up into central New England. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.